gonna do a piece that involves the three of us. Oh, get those people in from outside, please. Unless we're driving them out. Oh, I'll wait till they finish their cigarette. I don't mind.
That's very considerate.
I'm a former smoker, I understand. Well, I guess they're gonna finish their cigarettes.
They may or may not come in.
Okay, we have a piece we're gonna do. It's called Stereo Action. If any of you are collectors of old 60s lounge music albums, you know that the RCA label had a series called Stereo Action. It was meant for those big fancy mahogany hi-fis that people would buy back in the late 50s and early 60s. And these recordings, which were, you know, mostly lounge or exotica instrumentals, these records would be made in such a way that they'd show off your beautiful, you know, rich sounding stereo hi-fi system. So they had a lot of ping-ponging effects from channel to channel. Things would swoosh from one speaker to another, and it was meant to highlight that kind of thing. I was listening to one of those albums once, and I thought, you know, I'd like to do that sort of thing with poetry. Because many times I will see a concept in another art form, whether it be painting or sculpture or music, and I will try to find a way to kind of transpose that technique into poetry. So that's what I did with this particular piece. It has alternating voices on the left and right columns of the page. Sandra will be reading the left-hand column and alternating with me on the right-hand column. And the nature of each is different, but I won't explain that. It should be self-evident. And then, of course, most important thing here is that we're going to be enveloped in the music of Parashi. So that probably says all I need to say. This is called Stereo Action, and it will be in stereo.
She speaks to no one in particular.
Stepping out of the self, conscious of each breath.
In a soft focus world of princesses and ponies.
F- filtering out the noise, sweeping out the clutter.
Wearing last year's clothes when unable to eat last year's meals.
Within negative space.
No need to illuminate or to regulate the tides.
Within the emptied cup.
Inadequate air pressure in the tires. Children standing in the rain, clutching ride tickets. Toxic acids stirred into the broth for added fiber. The feel of pitted objects in dreams.
Dog and master, ant and aardvark.
Cinnamon and lavender and patchouli chambers.
Each center of its own universe.
Unbleached, undyed.
Mind acquisitive, spirit flabby.
Multi-pane windows facing the west in hayfield. In
nothingness from which clarity grows.
Cocooned in a sunflower quilt with black eagle borders.
Thought, the plane of action. Habits fade, patterns solidify. Watching movement in a mirror. Choking on talking points chiseled in lace. Equal temperament or just intonation? Shore. stepping across smoke and mirrors.
Somewhere between broken arms and broken hearts.
Unable to outrun the Akashic Records.
Among mineral and vegetable and animal.
Lurkers and bullies in the chat rooms. Dampening any European echoes.
She hears no one and everything.
As the groove becomes a rut.
Transfer the self into the incense and rise.
Never quite achieving silence.